Ariana here.
Jamal is in the building.
And you are listening to Classes in Session.
What we got on the plate today?
So today's entree is social media. With sides on how it makes us feel, who the person is behind the keyboard, all of that.
Okay.
So let's start off by saying how we are active on social media.
Well, me personally, I'm not on there. I'm not engaging because you say you're on there, but you ain't on there. So I'm not on there engaging or anything like that. But let's say if it's my favorite rapper or something, I just want to see what he doing, what he cooking up. You know, I might go on there and check out a story, you know, the blogs to keep up with the most recent crazy thing going on. But when it comes to me looking at that, I don't look into it. So right now there's something big on Young Thug dissing Andre 3000. Like, first of all, I listened to the whole Thug interview, so I didn't click on it to hear anybody's opinion. I didn't click on it to hear what they're trying to say, because like I said, I listened to the whole interview. So how are you active on there?
Okay.
And that's just Instagram for me.
So you're saying just Instagram?
You gave me your password, so I want to go check out somebody. I just go there and look at their story or something, look at something they posted. So,
okay, let me clear something up first. Social media is considered interactive, computer-mediated technologies that facilitate the creation of sharing, information, ideas, career interests, or other forms of expression. Virtual communities and networks.
Okay.
So you're saying Instagram is the only method of social media that you engage in?
I don't engage. I just go in there and look.
But it's serving its purpose though.
Yeah.
Well, it's sharing ideas. It's sharing, it's communicating with you.
Okay.
I would consider your group chats because...
Oh, you're trying to say my group chat social? Oh, wow.
Some people in some of the group chats, I don't feel like you even know. So.
Oh, no. I removed them. They were too. I'm going to get into that.
Okay. So I just want to, well, just a correction on your end. I would say.
Correction on my
Instagram,
end.
YouTube.
Oh, I do YouTube. Now, I do mail with YouTube. I listen to interviews.
Group me. Any other type of group messaging.
You don't correct me. Get to yours.
Okay. So with me, I feel like I have a lot of different social media accounts. Not that I'm really active.
Oh, you
but
active.
But I have everything from Pinterest to LinkedIn and everything in between.
Everything in between is that Boufalet.
Instagram is in between, so
that's right. That's the boom. That's the
boom.
Well, boom.
You're on that boom boom too.
No, I'm not engaging.
It's serving its purpose. Social media is having some sort of effect on you. Period. That's what I'm saying. You don't think so? How it's impossible for it not to have an effect on you. So we were having a conversation the other day, and I was like, "Babe, Sports Illustrated sent me something in the mail." He's like,
"Oh, wow.
We don't need no." I said, do you want magazines? I was like, "My dad got magazines." He was like, "Your daddy was before the internet," or something like that. And I was just like, wow. So like that is social media. Like, you don't need a magazine because everything is, you know, on social media.
Right.
And I'm not even talking like sports shows. I mean social media, because you can look at Instagram and figure out what's going on in the NFL. Like, you could look at YouTube and find different interviews, and people are commenting on it, and you're looking through the comments, and that's sending you to some other platform to research more information. So, like, it's so much more to it.
That's what I was about to say. just thinking of my favorite sports shows, I don't even have to catch them like 9:30 in the morning, something like that, because they're on YouTube. So it'd be like clips of, and then I don't even have to go through the whole show until they get to the basketball or the part I want to listen to. Like, it'd be in the caption, like, Skip and Shannon talks about
Uncle Shay Shay.
I ain't even gonna say talk about LeBron, because that's so played. That's so watered down.
But anyway, big picture, yeah. I'm trying to say social media does have an effect on you. Whether you realize it or not, you're like, I ain't on no social media. I don't do all that boom, boom.
Man, I'm talking about.
But at the same time, it's affecting you. Like, some stuff you don't want to talk about. Why you even worry about it? Why you even look at it? See, but that's then the, you turn around and watch replays of lives on YouTube.
Man, so that it's like, boy Booster cutting up. But okay, this is what I'm saying when I say it doesn't have an effect on me. And then we can dive on into where I'm getting at. And I know you're going to say, it don't affect me like that either, which you might be right. But majority of the people that, I'm not going to say majority of the people I know, because a lot of people I know are independent thinkers. But majority of the people that's on there, it's like they all think the same way. It's like whatever they say on social and everybody else is saying the same thing, they just fall in line. So their influence, and it's like, dang, don't nobody got their own opinion anymore? Then when you do have your own opinion and you voice it on social media, oh, we're canceling you. God, for y'all, for the people on social media to always have something to say, and this is how I look at it, guys, from outside looking in. People on social media always have something to say. How are they so sensitive? Like, they just meow, 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 meow all day. Then when somebody that stands for something and believe in something, it's like, you the one wrong. It's like, I don't know. It's like you can't stand for anything or believe in anything. It's like, it's just everything free. It's just free thought, free. Everybody just live free. Like, there's no, let's say you stand for nothing, you fall for anything. I guess that's why everybody fall for anything. Like I said, on social media. And that's why I got out the group me that you were talking about. Like, I was in a group meet. This was coworkers of mine. We all had a group meet, and it first started because we were all text, because we got a court at the job, like a full court, and they'll text, hey, we hooping out here today at 6:00. Everybody pull up. Boom, boom. That's how it started. So now it's like its own little social media room. They just send clips, send this to talk about, send this to talk about. And then when I hear their opinion about it, I just feel like I'm listening to social media opinion. Like, because where I'm from, we have strong opinions, but they are our own. Like, we have very strong opinions on how we feel about something, but that's how we ourselves feel. So now when I'm just, and I don't even talk, like when I was in, I didn't even talk and I wasn't even active like that. I just was scrolling, just looking at what they're saying. And I'm like, this is so social media driven. Their answer, like, do they even know themselves? Like, so that's just how I feel about it. And that's why I got out the group. I had to remove it. I feel like I'm really engaging in social media. Like, because for one, I don't want to know your comment. I don't want to know how you feel about it. So here I am.
So that's an instance of social media making you form a thought about something or someone. Like, either way, it's influencing you somehow. It doesn't matter who's on the other end of the keyboard, who's on the other end of the app. In that moment in time, social media is influencing you. It's telling you that, oh, people on here don't know how to think for themselves. Oh, they just fully engaged. But they don't know how to do anything outside of this. So it's just like, you may have thought this before, but the fact that you're looking at it, seeing it, you're forming an opinion based on social media users.
And that's the crazy thing. When I went to college, I saw that. I saw that most of everybody acts alike. Like, no one really knew themselves. When you talk to this person, they talk just like this group of people. This group of people talk like this group of people. And I'm like, dang. And of course, I went to Alabama, so it was a small group of us blacks anyway. But I don't know. It's just like everybody wanted to act like everybody else. So now it's like on a huge platform. So I knew it already. I just wanted to remove myself from that because I like thinking my own thoughts. I like observing stuff how I observe it.
But in order to form your thoughts, sometimes you have to use social media to see what you're thinking about.
Yeah, YouTube.
Social media.
But YouTube, YouTube, they do have their comments. I don't go to the comments like. Not like that. I go to the comments on YouTube. It's different what I'm trying to explain because excuses. I know these people. Like, that's in this basketball group. Me, like, I hoop with them and stuff. And when I see their response, I'm like, yeah, I thought you would. Yeah. Let me get out of here.
So, okay. Yeah. So, a few stats. So, users spend an average of 3 hours per day on social media networks or messaging. Do you think you spend like at least 3 hours?
Shoot, yeah, I be listening to interviews on YouTube while I'm working. So yeah.
Okay, so multiple studies have found a strong link between heavy social media and an increased risk for depression, mm-hmm. anxiety, loneliness, self harm, and even suicidal thoughts.
Mm-hmm. See, that's the difference. That's all I'm saying is the difference, baby. It's when you're active and you're that person, not saying you or, but I'm just putting myself in a normal person's shoes. You have to like peel the banana, peel the potato, and get down to the real root. Baby, a lot of these people that these always got something to say on social media, always want attention, they never got attention. So it's like, I saw all that you just read about the depression. All that, I saw this in 08 when they first brought Facebook to me at college. They was like, man, get on Facebook. I said, what is it? They told me everything. I was like, this is going to make a lot of people sad. Because it's going to give social media too much control of your life. Like J. Cole said that. He said he had to get off of there because it was controlling him too much. Like he don't like anything to control him. And that's how I am. So I could never get on there. Like that. Like, just be active and be myself and post a picture. Say this and say that. Like, I wouldn't even dare voice my opinion about anything on there because everybody is so sensitive. And you know how we rock. We as in the Murray family.
When you say sensitive, mm-hmm. I want to hit on that. Because for me, like, my Instagram, I don't really post a lot of stuff on Instagram. But on Facebook, I feel like Facebook is like the funniest thing since Comic View. Like, honestly, I could go on Facebook and like laugh for hours. More than 3 hours. I could definitely laugh for hours.
You gotta do that. You got old funny me right in front of you.
Shout out to the people that I follow on Facebook because y'all keep me laughing. So, like that, for me, I'm not going on Facebook to get any sort of confirmation from people.
Or in anybody's business.
I could care less if you know what type of Frappuccino I'm drinking. Like, all of that. Like, 9 times out of 10, you'll never know what's going on in the Murray household if you go to my Facebook. That's just what it is. Like, I use it. For Coming View. Coming View and promoting this podcast.
And don't y'all think I'm funny? The fact that she got to get on now to get some laughs.
And when I show him, he laughed too.
Yeah, to get it out of my face. Get that out of my face.
At the end of the day, like, for me, that's what I use it for. Now, everybody uses it that way. And that's, I guess, what he was talking about when he was saying, like, it's, like sheep mentality. You got to find something to follow because you don't know what to follow yourself. Like, stand for nothing. You fall for anything.
You said stand for... Oh, that is right. Go ahead, honey. I'm sorry. I cut you off all the time.
You do. I feel like people who use social media other than, there's some people that use it more than those 3 hours a day. Similar to me, like I said, I'm not gonna lie. Like, yeah, I get on there and I'm laughing at pictures and memes and all that stuff. But anyway, the people that use it for confirmation, I feel like those are what the statistics are around. Because you could get on there and I could see somebody complaining about their husband. Oh, he doing this, he doing that. Like, one, I don't care. Like, I don't want that negativity in my life. So, boom, you're unfollowed. Simple as that. Other people, they'll feed into it. Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Oh, if you need me, I'm here. Sure, you here to listen so you can go and tell the next person. Because right. That's just how it works. And, like, people got mad at me. One person, I ain't gonna say no names, but one person was talking about how they ain't want to live no more. And they got mad at me because I unfollowed them.
Oh, man, you really put them out.
Like, bro, there's nothing I can help you with. Mm-mm. Like, if you to the point where you don't want to live no more, I don't want to witness you dying.
And take you out with them.
Like, I honestly, and I feel like, I think that's sad. Like, the only thing I could have helped them out with is by saying, you need to get off social media and, you know, have a come to Jesus with yourself or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's bigger than typing something out and getting a bunch of likes on it.
No, they wanted
like your
attention.
Your problem is far past that. So yeah, they got mad at me because I deleted them, and I probably blocked them too. I'm blocking it out my life. I don't want that. Like, that's not a part of Common View, so I'm not entertaining it.
Not a part of Big Bruce.
So yeah, I mean, stuff like it's easy to limit what you engage in on social media. Like, I'm a person, like, sure, I can sit there and look at it and completely forget about it the next day. It does not have to have an effect on me. I'm not going to see this person probably ever. So, like, why am I casting some judgment on some stuff that you put on social media? And half the time, you put this on social media, and that's not even the type of person you are. So, it's like, is it worth it? No. Delete. So, a couple of things that I found on just limiting social media. It's about how to just take back control of your life. So, I'm pretty sure everybody has this on their smartphones, but you can go to your screen time and see what you spend most of your time doing. And, like, just from some of the stuff that I was looking at, there are certain apps that you can download, certain restrictions that you can put in place that'll allow you to limit how much time you spend on certain apps. So if you find yourself, like, being so consumed with somebody else's life, like, oh my goodness, I hate that she's going through that. Let me go scroll through her page and look to see if I can find something else. Or if somebody posts a video, such and such got to fight with her boyfriend's side chick. The first thing you're going to do is go look for the side chick page to see what she look like. Oh, she don't look better than her. Why he even with her? Stuff like that. It's just not necessary.
Just the new days of our lives, man.
But I'm saying, though, there are certain things you can do to limit all of that. So there's actually apps that'll, like, cut you off, say, okay, you spent so much time, it's time to, like, put your phone down and regroup. I think that's super cool. Like,
yeah, so being so able that's going to gonna be part off. Of the homework.
Yeah.
And then, I know a lot of people not going to do this, and I be on myself to do it as well. What I enjoyed most when I was young was reading a book. Like, if you think those television series or some on Netflix, oh, this is so good. Man, if you read the book, that's the best. It's better than any show you can watch. Like, I don't know. Whenever I used to find a book that I liked, I used to read every single book that was like it or written by the same author. And what they say about reading, it helps your IQ. Basically helps you stay smart or something. If you don't use it, you lose it. And so, yeah, that's what I recommend. Pick up a book. Pick up a financial book. Pick up a good story.
It's funny that you say that because the same article that I was reading that kind of talked about limiting your time on social media, it talks about how limiting your screen time will benefit your life.
Mm.
So one of the points it made is that, like, you'll stop asking people who read a lot how they find time to read a lot. Because it's like, okay, you're not scrolling as much, so there you have extra time to read.
Right. And with me not hooping, or with me taking a break from hooping, there's a lot of time in the day. Like, because just think about it. 4 to 4.5 hours of my day, or like 3-4 times a week, is normally hooping. So now that I don't hoop, like, after work, I be like, what can I do? Can't help but to take a nap. So it's a lot of time in the day if people are just focused on being productive with it.
Okay. So one other point is that, this is a stretch, y'all. It's talk about 3 hours, the 3 hours that you spend on social media. But it says to limit your social media time to 30 minutes a day.
It's not a stretch.
And it's from 3 hours to 30 minutes, it is a stretch.
Just pick a good time
in the day. I would say do it in steps. Like, don't just go, boom, 30 minutes, and then I'm cut off. Because you're going to do that 30 minutes as soon as you wake up in the morning laying in the bed.
It be that bad?
That people really wake up in the morning, and the first thing they do is grab their phone, still be asleep, and I bet the phone fall and hit their face.
And start scrolling.
That's how sleep they be. But anyway, it says to limit your social media to 30 minutes a day. And it's been proven that you'll make better decisions on how to utilize your time on those platforms. Right. Just because you know you have 30 minutes, so you're going to go on this platform with a purpose in mind instead of just aimlessly browsing.
Right.
And then one of the other things, and I feel like this is like the one that got to me most, is that you'll be present for the most important things in life. And I say that to say, like, you're not present when you're constantly looking down. Like, you don't know what's going on around you. One of my friends, she was on her phone trying to like delete videos or something. And she wanted to record her baby. And she was like, she wasn't going to miss the first steps, yada, yada, yada. So she wanted to free up some space so she could record him. And she was going to get his first steps on camera. Check this out. She's sitting there looking at her phone, got carried away, started watching videos. That turned into scrolling through. I think she scrolled through Instagram looking at different posts on Instagram. And her baby took his first steps. The husband caught it, though. But, I mean, that's just crazy to me. It's like, oh, I'm so consumed in this. Like, I can't be present in the moment because this post that's going to be up there later needs my attention right now.
You remember our first big concert we went to? It was Kevin Gates. Were we both still standing in Tuscaloosa? I think so. And it was over here. And you remember just when we were there how people there recorded the whole concert. And then I find myself recording. And then I'd be like, hold on. I don't feel like I'm getting, like, the moment. And then when you go back and look at it on your phone, it's not going to give you the same energy, the same feeling as the actual moment did.
Yeah.
So that was just the weirdest thing to me. Like, everybody have their phone out. And then what's so crazy, you can put your phone up and look it up on YouTube. Somebody else that was there recording and posted it.
Right.
So, I don't know.
So, with stuff like that, like with a concert, I would rather, like, get snippets. Like, sure, I'm going to record something. Whether it's like 10 seconds of it, whether it's like something crazy. But me, I'm lazy, so I'm not about to sit there and have my phone up in the air the whole time record. I'm all like, sure, I'll have my hands in the air if I'm dancing or something, but I ain't finna just stand there and hold the phone the whole time because, like, you can't even, you know, fist pump the air or whatever because you're so focused on making sure you got the right angle, which in the end, it won't matter. The right
angle.
Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, from some, I ain't gonna lie, I really liked Kevin Gates in the beginning. So, like, up until, like, I think up through the Isla phase, if we went to a show, I was going to get him doing his little ugly dance or whatever.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Just a thing. Like, I was going to get him dancing.
But the gay show, the best thing about him was after the song went off and he started talking. That's what I, like, we went to a lot of his shows, guys. I think at least three. So, I always remember, from the first show, because the music made him so emotional when he was performing them, that it's when the song would go off and then he just keep on talking. And so the second show, I recorded all of them. Because normally that's what people not going to record. So I record like the 20 second, 50
second. But how many times have you gone back and just like really watched all that?
I deleted all that.
Exactly. So you weren't in the moment.
The third show, I didn't do none of it.
I feel like personally, I feel like you had more fun. I know for me, I had more fun at the Black Youngster concert than anything. Because
man.
That man was crazy. He's crazy. And I wouldn't want to sit there and try to record him. I want to sit there and like I said, be dancing, fist pumping the air and laughing at him. And I don't want to hear myself laughing on all the videos. So that's what I do. But yeah, just be present in the moment because like, sure, a picture is worth a thousand words or whatever. Yeah. Like, snap a picture and keep going because as long as you got your memory, you're going to want to feel how you felt in that moment. Sure, you can look at that picture and think about all the things that you remember, like, actually witnessing.
And this is another conversation for another day, but I think that need to be revisited.
What's that?
Picture worth a thousand words. I think it was worth a thousand words when it wasn't a million pictures. Because if you show me a picture of me when I was six, I probably can tell you everything I was doing that week led up to that picture. Now it's so many pictures, and it's, I give it 100 words. But like I said, that's neither here nor there. But that was just a random thought.
It just
depends
on what the picture is of.
Yeah.
If it's like...
I'm telling you. Matter of fact, we'll Google it tonight on when they came out with the picture worth a thousand words.
That's ancient. It's ancient, man.
Exactly. Well, you didn't see a lot of pictures,
man. They
was
painting the pictures instead of taking them.
But anyway, before I get all the way off course, guys. So, yeah, that's the homework. Let's try to minimize it, live in the moment. Let's try to educate ourselves. Let's read. And if you're on your phone, let's try to read something that'll help you in life. Like, I got a million tabs up on my phone about something to do with my knee, how to do this workout, I got a million different reads that has nothing to do with anything social, anyone else's business. So,
oh, one thing, like a lot of people may say, oh, I don't like to read, or I ain't got enough time to read. I'm doing this, doing that.
I'm doing social.
That's what podcasts are for. Hey.
And this is what I was talking about when I say on YouTube or like, this is what I do. I listen to interviews or like podcasts like that's on YouTube. I be trying to gain something out of it. I'm sorry. Or I just listen to my favorite person.
Cool.
All right. Well, great class today. Class dismissed.
Peace.